88.9 Shine FM Parenting Moments, the last one of 2020. Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center, joining us once again. Kimberly, we've almost made it through 2020. What a year.
Whew, it has been a tough one, Mike.
That's a good word for 2020.
Yes. And we've been talking about burnout, which is a very common experience when we have continuous exposure to stress. And today I want to end this series on discussing again this meaning of life, this internal resource that helps us make it through our emotional tunnels. So this month we have touched on the realities of burnout, which many of us are facing given a year of great loss and struggle brought on by the pandemic. Yet, to make it through the emotional tunnels we experience, it is critical to ward off emotional exhaustion. We have a built-in internal resource that can help us recover from burnout. It is learning how to make meaning out of the pain, loss, and disappointments we experience. Mike, it's really important for all of us to remember that meaning is not found, it is made. To make meaning, the research tells us engaging with something larger than yourself. This something larger, like God and his redemption story, is my source of meaning. God's mere existence is not enough, any more than the mere existence of green vegetables is enough for you to be nourished by them. You actually have to engage with it actively. You got to eat your greens.
You got her.
You have to engage with your something larger. Like vegetables, your something larger may not be the most fun thing on your plate, but it's probably the most nourishing. Unlike vegetables, you may have a sense of calling to engage with the something larger, which thankfully is a good thing. So this Christmas season, I leave you, my Shine listeners, with this as you engage with your something larger. Live to leave a legacy. Serve to fulfill your divine calling. And engage in activities that create a loving, intimate connection with our God and others.
It's a great message to wrap up the year and move into the new one, Kimberly. Appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yes, and I'd like to end with Psalms 29:11 that says, "The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace."
Amen.
And that is my prayer for you, Mike, for our Shine listeners, that they will experience God's peace.
Thank you for that, Kimberly. That's awesome. Kimberly and her team, always available to reach out, or you can reach out to them, eckertcenter.com. You've got two locations, Kimberly.
Yes, we are happy to announce that we opened a south location at the end of October. So I really encourage you to go to our website and click that location and book with Ashley Shaw. And then, of course, we are still at our main location in the north, and we have a really great variety of team members, including our newest member, Ravimbo Kanyamba, who is, just an amazing therapist who is able to provide faith-based counseling to our Christian clients here at Eckert Center.
Awesome. You can call 403-230-2959 to reach Kimberly and her team, or just go online, eckertcenter.com. You can book an appointment that way as well. Kimberly, we'll chat again next week, which will be next year, and we'll have a new topic. But I will wish you and your family and your team a very happy new year.
Happy New Year, Mike.